just one law on the laws of Shabbat. There is a concept that says that if somebody is not having kavana to do a melacha on Shabbat, his mind is not thinking to do the melacha. As a matter of fact, his mind is to do something permissible. But automatically, something forbidden is going to come out. So that is called davar she'en mitkaven, which should be okay. But there's an automatic result, which he didn't intend for. But that is called in the halachic term, pesik reshe, which, according to our simple interpretation, is an inevitable, automatic result. So you can't do it. As a mashal, if somebody left a light on in the refrigerator, it happens sometimes, there's a light, and now comes Shabbat, you say, oh, I forgot the light, how am I going to get the food out? So you say to yourself, well, I don't care about the light in the refrigerator, I just want to open it up to get some milk. So it's davar she'en mitkaven, I'm not mitkaven for the light, I don't care about the light, I wish the light wasn't there in the first place, because I keep on forgetting every week to shut it off. But inevitably, you know the light is going to go on. So you can't say, well, it's not my intention. The Gemara's classic example of that is of somebody saying, I want to kill the chicken, or I want the chicken's head, but I don't want to kill the chicken. I want to give the chicken's head to my daughter as a doll, but I don't want to kill the chicken. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You're going to cut the head off the chicken, it's not going to die? It's inevitable. No problem. That we all know. There's no chadush on that. However, there is a very important klal gadol, big rule when it comes to seek the share and the vash in it kaven. That which we say is forbidden al yedei Yehudi, that exact case is permitted al yedei Goy. Seek the share, even though something inevitably is going to happen. But the Goy is not mitkaven for that result, and therefore it would be permissible. As examples that the poskim bring down. Poskim bring down a case where, let's say, in the olden days, they used to put their pots directly into the coals, hot coals. They used to cook it. Now, on Shabbat, it's forbidden for a Jew to take the pot mamash out of the coals, because when you're twisting it out and taking it out, you're stirring the coals and you're going to cause them to ignite a little more. It's Sunnah Torah. But again, you're not meant to convince for the coals, you just want to take your pot out. It doesn't matter. Psikreshe. However, it would be permissible for me to tell the goy, do me a favor, take my pot out of the coals over there, even though inevitably it's going to cause them to ignite. Because, again, his kavana is to take the pot. It's going to happen inevitably. By goy, mutar. Similarly, in the case of today, sometimes we have ovens. When a person opens the oven, sometimes there's certain ovens that immediately it causes it to go on. You know, the second it feels air that goes into cold air, boom, it's going to ignite. You open the door, boom, you hear the fire go on again. A Jew would have to be concerned about that. He have to figure out when he can open it, when he can't open it, when the light is on, when the light is off. He has to calculate. But if a person wanted to tell the goya or the goy, do me a favor, have the halot there in the oven, bring them out. You don't have to calculate at that point. To say, well, when she opens it, is it going to go on or off? She's not mitkaven for it to go on or off. She won't mitkaven to open the door. Opens the door, so the thing goes on, no problem. Similar case that the poskim bring down. It would be forbidden for a Jew to walk by the light of a candle with oil, let's say. Because when you're walking with the light of the candle, you want to navigate in the dark. What happens? As you're walking, you're bringing the oil closer to the flame, and it's going out, it's going closer to it, so you're causing it to light quicker on Shabbat, which is a sud. Even though you're not mitkaven for that. Who's mitkaven for that? I just want to have the light. This is happening as a side point. But you can tell the goy to go, do me a favor, I can't see you in the dark over here. Take that candle over there, and walk with me, trail me, even though you see the light going on and off, you see the oil moving back and forth. You're not mitkaven for that. He's mitkaven to walk with the light in his hand. Similarly, in the case that we told you with the refrigerator, the person would be allowed to tell the goy or the goya, open the refrigerator door. And every time they open the door, the light is going on. Why? Not mitkaven for the light. It's happening psik nesheh. There's no din of psik nesheh by goyim. So therefore, the whole Shabbat, you can say, open the door, bring me milk. Close the door, bring me the butter. And so on, back and forth, the whole Shabbat, mutar. Similarly, a case happened where a person forgot his talet in the car. Guys, talit in the car, or they forgot the drinks. That was the real case that happened. The wife had bought some drinks for Shabbat, some club sodas that they had in the trunk, and now they sit down to the sofa. They say, where's the club soda? Oh, I bought a case of it. I left it in the trunk. So, well, we're stuck. We can't go into the trunk at Shabbat. You can't touch the keys. Keys are mukse. You can't click the button. You can't, even if you can open the trunk, the light goes on. We have a problem. So what does the poskim say? The poskim come along and say, mutar, that it's permissible to tell the goya or the goy to go into the trunk and bring it, as long as you have an eruv, we're assuming, where it's in a private domain over there. What do you mean, Rabbi? But the second they open the trunk, the light is going to go on. So what? So it's a secret share. What is the goy doing? The goy is doing something beheter. He says, but Rabbi, he's clicking the buttons and all the stuff over here. I told him to click the buttons. Let him go open it in a different way. Let him open it up in a third way. He decided to use it that way. The last case, which is an important halakha as well. There are some people, especially now that the weather becomes cold, so they want to use hot water on Shabbat. They want to wash their hands with hot water when they wake up in the morning, or they want to rinse their face with hot water, or for whatever reason that they have a desire to use the hot water. I'm not talking about to bathe their body. I'm talking about for their face, for their hands, just to feel warm water. We know that on Shabbat, one cannot turn on the hot faucet. Why not? The hot faucet, the boiler has 100 gallons of water in there. The 100 gallons of water is heated already from before Shabbat. I don't intend to use more than 100 gallons. So what's the problem? Let a few liters of water come out of my hands, and I have 99.9 left. Problem is, the way the boiler works is as the hot water goes out, cold water goes in. And the cold water now is being heated. You say to yourself, Rabbi, that's not my kavanah. I'm thinking about the boiler that's all the way downstairs in the basement. I'm thinking about my hands now to get warm. Devash in mitkaven. Yeah, but sir, it's a psik nesheh. You know that this is an inevitable result. And that automatically, when you turn on the hot water, you know that the cold water is going to come in. However, according to the halakha, you'd be allowed to tell the goy, do me a favor, turn on the hot water. Oh, turn on the hot water? What's their kavanah? Oh, psik nesheh in the basement. There's no psik nesheh by goya. And therefore, if somebody wanted to have hot water on Shabbat, not for a full body shower, because that's another problem of Shabbat. But I'm talking about panav, yadav, raglav. One would be allowed to tell the goy, the goya, to turn on the faucet. These halachot are where they can be found in Hazor of Bajach and Ehimal, page Taf Lamed. The rule is on the top, and all the examples that we gave are found in the Tziyun on the bottom in Seif Katan.